Ahead of a New Orleans City Council vote tomorrow, prison reform advocates are holding a rally in downtown New Orleans tonight. They're protesting a proposal that would increase the capacity of Orleans Parish jail facilities. Travis Lux reports.
The Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office says it needs more space at its jail for safety reasons and to make room for inmates with mental illnesses who are currently being housed elsewhere. Tomorrow, the New Orleans City Council will vote on whether to allow it. Sade Dumas is executive director of the Orleans Parish Prison Reform Coalition. She says expanding the number of beds is really an attempt to increase the number of inmates.
I think the biggest issue is that New Orleans jails too many of our neighbors and loved ones, and the money spent on jailing people and caging people can be spent on services in the community.
The Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office did not respond to a request for comment. Ahead of tomorrow's vote, several activist groups will hold a protest rally this evening at Duncan Plaza. People will also be camping overnight. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says migrants inside a Louisiana jail were pepper sprayed and their protest over prolonged detention. Spokesman Brian Cox said today that a brief, calculated use of pepper spray was employed during a Tuesday protest at the Wynn Correctional Center in rural Winfield. Cox said about 50 migrants were pepper sprayed and the protesters subsequently became compliant. Cox said medical staff evaluated anyone who came into contact with the pepper spray. No injuries were reported. Family members of people detained at Wynn said some migrants had refused to go back to their cell and were sleeping outside. Inauguration activities to swear in Governor Edwards and statewide elected officials will take place on Monday, January 13th at 11:30 a.m. on the steps of the Louisiana State Capitol in Baton Rouge. Due to the college football national championship game being held in New Orleans that night, an inauguration ball will not be happening. However, plans are tentatively being made for a governor's ball in New Orleans in late 2020. According to creditcards.com, Louisianans have the second highest credit card debt burden in the nation. Creditcards.com analyst Ted Rossman says when you compare states by just the average amount of credit card debt, Louisiana is tied for 21st with the average household carrying $8,364 of credit card debt.
But where Louisiana really struggled was coming in 47th in income. So really what that means is that all else being equal, there's just fewer dollars to go around and it's harder to get out of that debt.
Rossman recommends balance transfer cards if you carry high credit card debt. Louisiana residents eligible for Medicaid can now use an app called Healthy Louisiana to enroll into the program, compare health plans, find in-network doctors, and more. Medicaid Deputy Director Jen Katzman says it's the first Medicaid enrollment app in the country.
We have seen about 40 to 50% of our membership using digital options, and of those, the vast majority are using the app.
So far, the app is popular with users, garnering a 4.5-star rating. A key advocate for restoring voting rights to felons in Mississippi says he's fighting to restore his rights as a human being. Dennis Hopkins spoke after judges at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans heard arguments in a case brought by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the law firm Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett, LLP, on behalf of 6 felons, including Hopkins. In Mississippi, people convicted of 22 felonies are permanently stripped of the right to vote. Prosecutors have dismissed a hazing charge against a former fraternity member indicted in the alcohol-related hazing death of a pledge at Louisiana State University. A misdemeanor charge arising from the 2017 death of 18-year-old Max Groover was dropped on Monday against 22-year-old Patrick Ford of Westwood, Massachusetts. Ford cooperated with prosecutors by testifying against a 21-year-old fraternity member who was convicted of negligent homicide in the death.